From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Audie Cornish, and this is Wild Bell.
What does that mean? I never gave you anything. I gave you a car. I gave you a diamond ring.
Their sound weaves together 70s-era Afropunk, the jazz horns of West African highlife, Jamaica's early rocksteady pop, and the dark rhythms of Brazil's Tropicália. Material thing. Their debut album, called Isles, was conceived far, far north of the equator, in not-so-tropical Illinois. Siblings Elliot and Natalie Bergman make up the band Wild Bell, and they spoke to us earlier from Chicago. So this album is called Isles, and I read because you say every song is its own island. So let's talk about Twisted. What island are we hearing here?
Most of these are imaginary islands. But Twisted has a little bit of kind of a high life guitar influence and a little bit of kind of a dance hall beat. So it's a little bit of mixed up cross between a few different islands, I guess.
Yeah, I think that when we wrote that song, I was listening to a lot of Alleluia Chicken Run Band and Green Arrows, and they're from Zimbabwe. It sounds like such happy music, but then when you learn what the lyrics are saying, it's really heartbreaking.
Tell us how the collaboration works. Who brings the lyrics? Who brings the sound? How does it come together?
Everything sort of comes together in its own way, but Natalie is definitely the force behind the song and the lyric, and you're always sort of searching for that kind of magic button, we call it in the studio, something that kind of puts you in a place that feels like you would want to live there for a little while.
Is there a song that highlights that collaboration?
I think Love Like This is one of those songs, because that one kind of came together as we were mixing Keep You in the studio. There was this beautiful Hammond B3 organ there, and I just sort of started playing a little chord progression on that, and Natalie just sort of immediately came over and kind of put a lyric to that.
My heart's on fire. You light me up and I can't cool down. Your love is wild. You're dangerous.
Love Like This, I'd say that it was pretty easy to just put lyrics to it. We were far along on the record, and it was one of the last songs we wrote. And so sometimes things just come together very quickly and naturally.
Remember when you kissed me by the sea?
Elliot, you're a few years older than Natalie, and I'm curious about what kind of music you guys listened to growing up. If it was the same albums, did you share a collection? Was it your parents' collection? And what was in that collection?
Well, our parents were both like very into music and had a great record collection, so we kind of grew up around, you know, Bill Withers and Joni Mitchell and Dylan, and then Michael Jackson and Prince were kind of staples. So that was kind of the sounds around the house growing up, and I started working at a record store when I went to college, so my record collection kind of grew exponentially, and they sort of got siphoned off into Natalie's bedroom. She had a little portable Caliphone record player, and so she would be kind of sitting at home, and instead of doing her homework, she was listening to Sun Ra records and freaking out about that as a 10-year-old. So,
that's a pretty,
you know,
hip 10-year-old.
She's about one of the coolest 10-year-olds you could ever meet.
Right, and you're 18, and you're being a very cool older brother, it sounds like.
But she just has like a really incredible reggae collection now, and she's sort of a secret reggae scholar. We'll be driving around, she knows like the words to every song.
Well, not so secret, based on what we're hearing in the album. Natalie, I mean, give us an idea what we're hearing.
Yeah, I mean, we also are attracted to Tropicália music. That's sort of how the first time I really sang on one of Elliot's records, we covered this Tom Zay song called Ma. There aren't really too many lyrics, but I sang, hey, oh, mama. I just kind of repeated that. And from Tropicália to Bossa Nova, I grew up listening to a lot of Astrud Gilberto. She was kind of one of the main female influences in my life, because I was listening to lots of male musicians, but her voice is something else.
I won't cry about you now. I won't leave behind any clouds when it's over.
And on the song When It's Over, Elliot, you actually get to sing on this one.
Yep, that's my little moment in the spotlight. This is one that Natalie actually sort of wrote for me. I'd sort of gotten out of this relationship and, you know, was sort of moping around. And then Natalie's like, hey, I wrote a song for you. This will help you express your emotions.
Romantic song like you loved him. You probably do. You're always falling. That's how you like to move. He's no good for you.
That's kind of the second song on the record that I wrote in a male's perspective. It's sort of a guy speaking to me and singing to me, but I'm using his voice.
I must be dumb.
I must be dumb.
I never knew how much you were worth me.
Elliot, you've been in a couple of bands now, and I mean, in the end, does this feel like the right fit? You know, something that's sort of a family affair?
Yeah, it definitely just feels like home, and it's definitely kind of a lot of things coming together, and it sort of came together because Natalie and I decided to deliberately collaborate on something, but it's really a much deeper pool than the two of us. There's all these other people that are involved that have really made this happen.
Yeah, we're just having a fun time, and I don't think there's actually the perfect equation to why this happened, you know? It happened. We're in this business together, and I feel like it's the best partner to have because he's my family and he's my brother, you know? He'll always be my brother.
Well, Elliot and Natalie Bergman, Wild Bell, thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thank you so much for having us today.
Thanks, Audi.
Wild Bell, their debut album, Isles, is out now.
You're listening to All Things Considered.